Dear friend, I'm Yeshua, your brother. I am close to you. I live inside your heart. I am not really someone else. We are part of the same energy field, a field that now wants to descend down on earth. It wants to flow through your heart and into the collective energy field of humanity. So, as when you feel me, you feel yourself. And you remember yourself. And it's good to remember yourself. And today we are in the land of Egypt. And Egypt plays a part in the history of lightworker souls. It plays a part in your soul's history. Many of you have been here before, but even if you have not been here before, in past lives, I mean, there's something that happened here. There was an impulse, an influx of light, which means awareness, which means understanding, clarity. And as you go to the ancient temples and tombs, you can reconnect with this specific flow of awareness that became part of the ancient Egyptian culture. It was there, but it was also hidden, because at that time it was not possible for heart-based consciousness or Christ awareness, it was not possible for this energy to truly be present, be anchored. Collective consciousness was still far removed from this type of awareness. And as you sit here now, allow your awareness to become wider, like you are daydreaming, fantasizing. You open up to whatever wants to unfold during this trip here, this retreat. Many of you feel somehow connected with ancient Egypt, even though you may not know why or how. And in this connection, there are often soul memories which are of a mixed nature. There are both good and bad memories there. But you are essentially here to remember what was good and to bring understanding, awareness to what was not good, what was painful or even traumatizing. So, I'm inviting you now to travel through time, which is actually much easier than you think. For human beings who feel they are locked up inside a physical body, traveling, whether it's through space or time, is always takes a lot of effort. But when you are out of your human body, traveling is very easy in the sense that you only need your consciousness, your focus, in order to go wherever you want to go or need to go. So imagine that you are essentially focused consciousness, and you can travel anywhere you like, can travel to the past, even to the future. But most important, you need to go there where it's needed right now. Go where you find healing for yourself. So I'm asking you now, you are this focused consciousness. Go back in time and feel the energy of Egypt, ancient Egypt, and find a happy memory. And if you think that it's just a fantasy, it's okay. Just see yourself in a different life, different lifetime. You're in Egypt or connected with the Egyptian civilization, and you feel like your energy is flowing. You feel happy, fulfilled. And one of the positive aspects of this ancient culture was that spirituality was still very much part of everyday life. There was also a kind of science there, but science and not like modern science. Science and spirituality were deeply connected. Just, and as I say these words, don't think about it, but just feel who you were. What did your body feel like at that time, and your energy field? You may sense that in some respects your energy field was more subtle, less dense, more open, more transparent. And feel what that was like, to be in touch with your soul's knowledge, your intuition. To be in touch with your soul always gives a sense of joy, a sense of purpose. Even though life may be challenging and difficult, when you have a sense of purpose, you can overcome a lot. So, in this past life that you are now connecting with, what were you doing? And by that I mean, how did your soul's energy express itself? How did it flow into the outside world? What made you feel inspired, joyful? many of you who lived at that time, there's many centuries, this time of this ancient civilization, had a strong sense of purpose and a desire to bring light, to bring change. However, you also had to deal with resistance. There was basically your energy was rejected. On the one hand, it was a civilization in which spirituality was recognized, but it was also institutionalized. So there were rules, strict rules. There were dogmas, there were limitations. And your energy at that time was already more free and much more open. And so as a light worker, you wanted to be part of the society, but you also felt like an outsider. And this could give you a sense of frustration or alienation or not understanding why. And if you can, also tune into this, the experience of rejection, of not being understood, that your intentions were misunderstood. For example, in ancient Egypt, people who were considered to be channels or to be psychic, clairvoyant, they often they had to cooperate with the political leadership or government. So their advice was highly respected, but when you are, imagine you were a healer or psychic or channeler, and your purpose was to help a worldly institution, a government, a leader. You can see how this would compromise your purity. And this happened to many of you. You were already pioneers, you were different. And some of you were thrown out and had to live a very solitary life. And when you go to such a moment of rejection, I ask you to stay present in the now. You are here now in a safe space, and you do not have to relive that experience fully. It's even better to stay out of it and just observe it with deep understanding, but you do not have to relive it. You already lived it once. You are here now to help the part of you that felt rejected. And this part that felt rejected is still there, is still inside of you. But you are much bigger than this part. You are a healer. You are able to send light and awareness to this wounded part of you. and promise this wounded, rejected part of you that you will always pay attention to it, listen. In your everyday life, now, here and now, you often are confronted by with fears, insecurities, fear of expressing yourself, and sometimes you judge these fears. You bully yourself that you should be more tough, have more courage, don't not be so afraid. But there are reasons why you feel afraid of expressing yourself. Reasons why you are afraid to be rejected. And so when you are truly in touch with the wounded part of you, you become so much kinder to yourself, more compassionate, more friendly, not so demanding and so strict. And again, also remember the good part. Remember how your energy was flowing joyfully in this past life. And how you could sense that you could be in a human body and at the same time be in touch with your wisdom, with your soul. That's a delightful feeling. Then you feel really alive. And I'd like to say something specifically now about the feminine energy. So as lightworker souls, your feminine energy awakened earlier than feminine energy in mass consciousness as a whole. So what you can notice now, nowadays, that the feminine energy has already is awakening. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that women have equal rights and opportunities. It means something at the inner level. It's not just about external achievements. On the inner level, the feminine energy is receiving more appreciation. There's a deeper understanding that without the feminine energy, humanity will end up in crisis and destruction. But the lightworker souls, this kind of family of souls, their feminine energy was already awakened during many past lives, including the one that you are now connecting with today. And so you were very sensitive and open to, and you absorbed a lot of energies easily. Your heart and third eye were open, and it was very hard to deal with this kind of sensitivity when there was not much understanding around you. And so many of you try to somehow shut down your own sensitivity, your own feminine energy. I'm asking you now to connect with your feminine part, your feminine energy, and see her. Just imagine that you see her. She's a woman and she's standing before you. She may look like you, or she may have looked completely different. Just use your imagination if you don't see something right away. Or just see her eyes. And see how beautiful she is. And tell her that your sensitivity is a gift. Your sensitivity allows you to be in touch with other human beings on a deep level, but also with the non-human world, with the animals, the trees, with nature, with all of Earth. Welcome your feminine energy gently, because she may have some reservations, she may hesitate to truly be here, be part of you. A part of you feels that it's not safe, really, to allow your feminine energy in. She feels so much. She feels vulnerable. Just start by looking at her, sensing her beauty and depth, and her ability to connect deeply. And then ask your feminine energy, your highest feminine energy, who's like a beautiful angel, ask her, what do you need? What can I give to you to make you feel safe, safe enough to truly be present here and now? Your feminine energy is welcome, most welcome. But ask her, invite her, and ask her what she needs from you. For many of you, one way of grounding your feminine energy is to connect with nature, with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is a feminine energy too, and she offers a sense of stability, calmness, harmony, balance. Your feminine energy feels afraid of human society, what humans could do, the judgments and the restrictions and the pain you remember. And it can be helpful to invite your feminine energy when you are in nature. And then there's one other step, another thing you can do to welcome your feminine energy. And this is to connect with your higher masculine energy. The truth is that your higher masculine energy has also been repressed and had to hide for a long time. Because even though societies have been ruled by men for centuries and centuries, it has been a masculine energy based on power and control that was in charge. But the higher masculine energy, the heart-based masculine energy, is not about that at all. The higher masculine energy is deeply in tune with your higher feminine energy. And he is able to offer her a sense of groundedness and protection which offers a sense of safety. So, if you can, invite your higher masculine energy to be here with you. And you can see him as a man or a male guide, if you like. And if you somehow have difficulty as a woman to allow your masculine energy in, because perhaps you have some fears or reservations about this, you could also ask an animal to be with you, which offers this frequency of strength, clarity, and boundaries, sense of boundaries. The truth about reawakening the feminine energy is that she can only truly return when the higher masculine joins her. They belong together. Inside of you, they are one. They are energies that belong together. So, whenever you try to allow your feminine energy to be fully here, either connect with her in nature or invite your higher masculine energy in to join with her. I'd like to thank you all for being here today, for being on Earth right now, for your courage and perseverance. You are full of light, and you are here to celebrate and enjoy your light. Thank you.